Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, a great tackle by Steve Tasker. Into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown!
Fans, Chris Brown, Steve Tasker with you on a Tuesday for this edition of One Bills Live, taking you up until 3 o'clock today, and once again, chock full of NFL news and notes. Some new agreements finally hammered out between the league and the union. We've got ESPN's Dan Orlovsky coming up in the 2 o'clock hour today, as he thinks it might be time for the NFL to bubble up, in his words. And that is also part of our Twitter poll, which we'll get into in a little bit. But first on the docket will be Bills linebacker Tremaine Edmonds, who in just a few minutes is going to be on a Zoom call with the Western New York media, as he's made available by the crack media relations staff at One Bills Drive, who is very busy putting these interviews together, working around the players' schedules. So Tremaine Edmonds will be up here in just a little bit. And Steve will also have some comments from Brandon Bean later in the show, who was on WGR this morning and had some interesting comments regarding, well, everything from the future of Trey White and a second contract in due time, and Brian Winters, the free agent guard who has been reportedly linked to the Bills. And he commented on that as well.
Yeah, Brian Winters is a guy that, from all accounts, is a perfect fit for the Bills' DNA. Great leadership, hardworking guy, smart, articulate, team first, unselfish, good player, all of that stuff rolled into one. He's one of those guys that's going to drop in and make other guys better around him, and that's exactly the kind of guy that the Buffalo Bills want. Plus, they've got a year's worth of film on him from last year, even although at times he was playing hurt the last time he was on the field. This is a no-brainer for the Bills. If he's a guy they like and have admired from a distance, now's the time to get him. It was an economic move for the New York Jets, not a football move.
Right, especially considering the fact that, you know, you don't have John Feliciano for an indefinite amount of time. I mean, I know John is gearing up to get back, you know, somewhere in mid-season from pectoral surgery, but that is not an easy injury to return from, especially for a lineman. So you have an opportunity like this and the cap room to do it. You jump on it.
Right.
But we'll hear from Brandon Bean exactly as to where that stands, because as we mentioned yesterday, you know, you have a much more difficult situation for personnel departments to get players in when you have holes on your roster. As Brandon Bean mentioned, first of all, you have to create a hole on your roster,
right,
to even bring someone in. They have to take a COVID test off-site, away from your facility. That has to be negative. Then they can take a physical off-site. Then they have to take another test and be negative for COVID again. And then you, all the while, I'm assuming you're probably talking to the agent and hoping you can reach some kind of a contract agreement. And it takes about 5 days' time. So this was initially reported yesterday. So let's just assume yesterday's day one, probably today's day two. And there you are.
you're waiting on that first test result before he can even take his physical today. Also, one of the things that came out of this last 48 hours, is that the NFL and the NFLPA have resolved a lot of issues for the CBA that they have been working on. Adam Schefter is now reporting as well. We're just told that the Bills are releasing veteran offensive lineman Spencer Long. So there's the hole in the roster that you were talking about.
Yep.
That's been reported by Adam Schefter. We'll see if that actually happens, but that would be the hole that Brian Winters would fill if the Bills did release Spencer Long, who was with the team last year. One of the other things I was talking about, too, the NFL and NFLPA are getting together. They're finalizing the final agreement that lays out what this season's going to look like between the union and the players. They agreed to it a week ago last Friday. So it's like 12 or 13 days it took them to get them to iron out the details. One of the interesting things that I see right off the top, Brownie, teams can promote a guy from the practice squad within 90 minutes of game day, of the game time, of kickoff
right.
on game day. Somebody comes, so this is the answer to what happens if somebody comes down with the COVID overnight right before the game. One of your practice squad guys, right up till 90%, 90 minutes before the game starts, well, they can activate a guy. And gives them the flexibility they're going to need.
Yeah, you and I talked about this. Rosters are going to have to be this fluid.
That's
right. In light of what they're dealing with. There's no other way to do that without leaving your roster in a lurch and potentially at a disadvantage to the opponent you're playing. Rosters have to be this fluid. It's as simple as that.
And interesting, too, players can also request and will be granted quarantine housing leading up to
if they ask
one. Yeah, if they've got, like, if they have family, if they're going to go ahead and play and they have family members that are
high risk,
and, you know, they don't want to go from the stadium to their high-risk family or back and forth between.
They want to expose themselves to their family.
Exactly. So they're going to be allowed to, and the club will provide quarantine housing for them right up until week one if they're with high-risk individuals. So if some of these guys who may be at high risk or have family members who are can still play, they won't be, you know, automatically have to opt out because they won't have the option of having quarantine housing.
Right.
The club will provide it for them. So,
and then they nailed down the opt-out deadline, which is this Thursday at 4 p.m. That is the last day you can submit paperwork to say, yeah, I'm opting out. And GM Brandon Bean was on WGR this morning, and he said that at this point he hasn't got any indication from any other players on the roster that they would be opting out. But he said, you never know. He said, we've seen across the league there have been some players who reported to camp, and then after that, they got a lay of the land, maybe didn't like what they saw at their various NFL facility, and decided, hey, I am going to opt out. So anything's possible, but Thursday's the deadline. We're not far away from hearing from Tremaine Edmonds, as he's going to be joining that Zoom call with the Western New York media. So we want to listen in live, much the way we did yesterday with Jordan Poyer.
One of the other things that's coming out of the NFL, NFLPA agreement is that, you know, you can get, even if there is a later opt-out date, that's if something changes with your family. If somebody gets sick, gets COVID, or, you know, somebody acquires a health issue or something, you can always opt out if there's a medical reason that changes from now till then. So now I think we're about ready to see what Tremaine's up to, right, Brownie?
Yeah, so let's go over to Tremaine as he's taking questions from the Western New York media and listen in live.
You've gradually become that leader and taken that role, but is this your defense now?
Yeah, man, you know, I'm looking forward, you know, to this year. And, you know, we got a great group of guys here. And, you know, I'm looking forward with, you know, the people that was already here when I first originally came in. You know, I still look up to those guys as well. But, you know, I'm just trying to be the best leader out there that I could be. You know, just have those guys knowing that they can trust me out there, and, you know, just leading defense, man. And, you know, I'm excited, man. It's year three. You know, I learned a little bit more. Still have a long ways to go, man, a long ways. But, you know, I'm excited with the group of guys we have here, man. And, you know, we just got to come here, man, work hard, and, you know, give it 100% every day.
A quick follow-up. What makes a good leader?
I mean, somebody that's not only, you know, just saying it, man, that's really about it. And, you know, that's about, you know, doing things the right way, knowing that guys can trust them, you know, just you know, just having that demeanor about themselves that people just want to follow them. You know what I mean? And, you know, I never say, you know, I want somebody to be a follower, man. I want everybody to be their own person, man. But, you know, when times hit the fan, man, sometimes people need somebody to look up to, man. And I'm just trying to be that person that guys know they can trust me, man. And, you know, that whatever problem they're going through, man, depend me or whoever else on the defense, man, we got a lot of good guys there that, you know, can help guys out. But, you know, I'm just trying to be one of those guys for them.
Thank you.
Hey, Tremaine, John Scott, good to see you. I was just wondering, we've asked a bunch of guys about expectations. How do your expectations for this season, maybe individually and as a team, compare to the expectations you had going into your first year and second year?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess a long story short, man, we want to win. And, I mean, that's just straight to the point. We want to win. Win as a defense, win as a team. But it's going to take all of us, man, so – you know, obviously this year is a year like no other, and it's going to be things that come up. It's going to be things that have came up, you know, just throughout the spring, as we can see. But it's just about us coming together as a team, man. And, you know, everybody's going through this, man. So, you know, we don't like to set expectations on ourselves. It's just we're going to show up to work, man, and, you know, we're going to put our hats down and go to work.
Quick follow-up. Do you sense a different vibe amongst guys, amongst the team than you did in previous years?
I mean, I just think everybody's ready to get back to work. You know, we haven't been back here since who knows when. So I think the biggest thing is people are excited to be back in the building. And, I mean, that's a great thing, man. When you've been gone for so long, people just want to be here. People want to work. People want to, you know, get together with each other, because this is really the first time that we've seen, you know, all the new people in person. And, I mean, you know, to be a good football team, you got to develop a good relationship within the team. And I think that's good for what we're doing right now. You know, like the phase that we're in right now, just guys coming together. And, I mean, that's the first step in becoming a good football team. So I think it's good at what's going on here.
Thanks.
Hey, Tremaine, Matt Perino from Syracuse.com. Thanks for taking the time today. I wanted to get your – obviously, it's tough talking about these things because, you know, new teammates, you really haven't been on the field much with them yet. But what are your early impressions of A.J. Klein, the experience that he brings from playing in the league, and just your, you know, what you've thought about the time that you have been able to spend with him so far?
Yeah, I mean, definitely smart. You know, a guy that you can pretty much come with, you know, a question even now. And, you know, with him being in the system with Coach McDermott in Carolina, you know, just a guy that you can come with questions. And, you know, he may or may not have the answer, but 9 times out of 10, he will, because he's a smart guy, man. Just listening in on, listen to the type of questions he asks. And, you know, just feeling his presence in the meeting, man, is good. And, you know, I'm excited to get to work with him. And, you know, when things, as the weeks go on, just get out there and practice full speed with him, man. And, you know, just, you know, developing that dynamic that we need as a linebacker group, you know, not just him, but with the other guys. You know, I think we have a good group of guys, man. And, you know, he was a good addition as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Tremaine.
Hey, Tremaine, Heather Prusak here. Hope you're doing well. Good to see you, actually. I wanted to ask you about the workouts that you guys had in Virginia with the defense, similar to what we saw Josh Allen and the offense do. How beneficial were those, and what was it like to get the guys together, you know, just to kind of get some first impressions of some people?
Yeah, I think it went well. I think any time that, you know, you have new guys on the defense or new guys on the team in general, I mean, it's going to be new to them when you actually get on the field. You know, you can study the notes, you can, you know, have the meetings over and over again, but it's different when you're actually out there talking through stuff and, you know, just dealing with things that come up as you're out there on the field. So I think that was very beneficial for everybody, not just the new guys, but the old guys as well, because when you're away from it for so long, sometimes you tend to forget some things. So I mean, it was great, man. We had a great turnout. You know, I'm glad the guys came there. We did, you know, social distance. We did make sure we protected ourselves, so we wasn't just out there careless. But, you know, it was good that the guys came out, man. And I'm glad everybody was safe out there. And, you know, it was a good time.
And speaking of, you know, having a social distance, one more question for you. You know, we saw that Star and EJ decided to opt out this season. But why did you personally make the decision to play in 2020?
I think with me is, you know, I respect those guys' decision 100%. You know, people have to do what they have to do for their family. So, you know, definitely don't question that. And, you know, I'm wishing them much success, and, you know, I'm hoping everything is healthy with them as well. But, you know, just me personally, you know, I just, only speaking for myself, I just wanted to be here. You know, I was excited. You know, I feel like I've been away from ball for so long. It was kind of like, man, I gotta go out there. And just having trust in the system. I mean, when they gave us the tour and, you know, telling us everything around the building, I mean, I felt comfortable. You know, they're doing, you know, whatever they can to make sure we're safe here. And I think that's the biggest thing. Guys just want to feel comfortable. And, you know, me personally, I felt like they were doing the right things here. And they had the right protocols in place. And I just felt comfortable coming here because I knew it was a safe environment to be in. So, you know, at this point, we just got to trust and believe, in the process and believe that everything's going to be fine.
Thanks, Tremaine.
Hey, Tremaine, hope you're doing well. Can you explain a little bit more about how that Virginia trip came together, who organized it, and how you guys spread the word out to your teammates?
I'm not exactly sure if it was just one person organized. I think it was in conversation, and guys was, you know, we all wanted to get together somewhere. So, you know, we started out with little messages like, you know, when are guys going to be free? You know, where do y'all want to go at? And then from there, it just kind of took off. We just had a big group chat and the message has been out, and, you know, and guys just, as soon as they got the message, they wanted to be a part of it. And I think that speaks on the type of guys we have here. You know, guys just want to get better. And that's what that period was. It was a get better period. And that's kind of in a short story how I went. And like I said, it was a great time, man. I know those guys enjoyed it.
And then how have you seen Matt Milano grow this off season, whether it's in how he's interacting with you and his teammates, what he's done in meetings, what he's done on the field? How have you seen him grow in the off season?
Yeah, Matt, that's my guy. That's my guy. And it's just, you know, I think this is year four for Matt. I want to say, hopefully I'm right. But he's comfortable, and I think that he's comfortable in the system. You know, he's growing in the system. You know, this is our, upcoming third year playing with each other now. So, I mean, you know, the communication that we have is, you know, second to none, and it's only going to get better. And, you know, we talk about little small things here and there. Whatever comes up, man, I think we're both comfortable with expressing that to each other. And not just me, I think he's comfortable expressing that to everybody else. And I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, that's what you want, especially, you know, from a linebacker in a group. And, I mean, just seeing him out there, he's moving around well, looks well too. You know, Matt's always been put together, but, you know, just seeing that leadership step up for him too is a good thing to see.
All right, so that's a little bit of Tremaine Edmonds, who's currently meeting with the Western New York media as we speak. Wanted to listen in live and give you guys a taste of that. And naturally, a lot of the questions, Steve, surrounded, his leadership, because – you know, between Kyle Williams and Lorenzo Alexander each retiring in each of the past 2 years, it really does largely fall on him and probably Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde to kind of run this defensive show.
Yeah, no question. And they asked him what it means to him, and he's right on. When you talk about what the team needs from Tremaine outside of just playing middle linebacker, he knows it. He has to be a guy that those guys around him want to follow. They trust him to help them get prepared. They trust him to get them into the right calls. They trust him. They want to join him, you know. You know, it's not just his defense, it's our defense kind of thing. He wants them to help him as much as he's willing to help them. And him living that kind of way on the practice field and in the meeting rooms elevates everybody's attitude towards how good they want to be themselves. And that's what a leader does, and he's done it extremely well. And he's still doing it at an extremely young age.
Yeah,
his third year.
Yeah, and it probably doesn't hurt either that he's the biggest physical freak on the field. The fact that he can do things that simply other players just cannot do. I mean, his wingspan's like 8.5 feet. I mean, it might as well be a power forward from an NBA team running around out there covering.
Well, he looks like a praying mantis amongst ladybugs, you know. I mean, he just it's a little different, right? And
it's very different.
Yeah, he's really different. And it gives this defense a little something that other teams don't have. Now, certainly there are other great middle linebackers, but they're all a little bit different, and it's like comparing, you know, automobiles, they all kind of do the same thing, but they all have different strengths. And Tremaine's got a big engine, and he's got a lot under the hood that other the other teams don't. Now, he may not have a shiny coat of paint or whatever, but the guy's got it where it counts.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's 6'4", 6'5", with that kind of length.
Listen, he's listed
has
6'5".
Any business running a 4.5 40? I mean, looks 6'5". That's not right.
They list him at 6'5", Brownie. That guy looks taller than 6'5". Looks 6'6".
Because he's so long-limbed. I think it makes him look even taller. And here's the other thing that's scary. I don't think he's completely filled out physically because he is so young. I don't think he's going to have his full-on man strength until maybe even next year. I do understand he did a lot of work in the weight room this offseason. All indications are he's added about 8 to 10 pounds of lean muscle through his upper body. So that'll certainly help him get through a season,
It's interesting, too, because we'd see that during OTAs. We'd see that during minicamps. We haven't got a chance to even lay eyes on him.
I was going off of photos that I saw online of him in a couple of weight room shots with his brothers. I was like, oh, I said, he looks a little bigger through the chest and shoulders there. So good on him.
Can you imagine if he gets thick? I mean, he'll weigh 270. And, still running around,
You would hope, right?
Think about it. That guy's, it's unbelievable.
But like we said, we've got a lot of news and notes. I was incorrect in our scheduling of Dan Orlovsky. He is, in fact, in the 1 o'clock hour. We had heard he may need to reschedule for 2, but he is, in fact, going to come on with us at 1 p.m. So we look forward to talking to Dan because some of the things and some of the comments he's made about, the NFL making its way through this COVID pandemic and how they're running their protocols and procedures. Orlovsky is of the opinion that they should consider a bubble type approach before it's too late in light of what he has seen and we all have seen happening to Major League Baseball, which, in case you didn't realize it, they essentially canceled over 30 games since baseball resumed due to the COVID outbreak with the Marlins. And now the one with the Cardinals, which just wiped out their 4-game series with Detroit this week. They went from 2 positive tests to 14 in a couple of days. So seeing that and seeing Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred up against it with pressure to maybe just deep six the season or to try to press on. For now, he says they're going to press on. I think they're going to try to get in as many games as they possibly can. They know it all means revenue. But Dan Orlovsky has proposed the idea. He had a tweet the other day. I'm going to read you, Steve. This was from late last week. He said, "Time's running out, NFL. Bubble up. It's the only option. You're the NFL. You can make anything happen." So we're interested to talk to Dan about that and a host of other things in terms of how the NFL is approaching this most unique of NFL regular season. So we look forward to talking to him. And that also ties into our Twitter poll for today. And essentially what we're dealing with here is, should the COVID-19 outbreaks in Major League Baseball prompt the NFL to enhance their protocols and policies? And we've got some choices for you. A, yes, make each team have their own bubble. B, yes, set up regional bubbles for groups of teams. C, no, let's give the teams a chance to police themselves. Or D, something else, as we always like to give you the old other option. So I'm going to check real quick. It was pretty balanced at the outset, Steve, between the first two options there, individual team bubbles and regional bubbles, and that's kind of where it's holding right now. In the lead by a slight margin, a little over almost 2%, is setting up regional bubbles for groups of teams. That's at about 38.5%. Making each team have their own bubble, 36% of the vote. And then at 20.5%, no, let's give the teams a chance to police themselves, 4% for other. So a little balanced out of the gate, but, really A and B are kind of pushing towards the bubble approach as opposed to C. So, you can make the argument here, Steve, that almost 3/4 of the vote here is saying, let's bubble up, man.
Right. And I get it, too. It seems to be working for the NBA and the NHL. And then I think I was just thinking as you were reading that about the baseball teams that are struggling, where you go from 2 positive tests to 14 overnight or, in 3 days. It's almost a public service to have that happen when you've got these guys in proximity and all of a sudden they see how many guys all of a sudden 14 goes from 2 to 14 overnight.
Right.
That's almost, that's a great illustration in a closed system like you kind of think about these sports teams being of how fast it spreads. And if that, you know, if the general public would get that through their noggin, everybody would wear a mask and stop complaining.
Yeah. And I think, and I think I sent this over to you this morning when I spotted this, that the New Orleans Saints are, they're not calling it a bubble, but they're essentially creating a mini bubble for training camp.
Right.
Just to try to get to the regular season as healthy as possible. So what they're doing, Coach Payton down there in New Orleans is calling this a sequester for training camp. So in an effort to keep team, players, and staff safe and healthy heading into the regular season, the team has rented out 4 floors of a hotel in the French Quarter in New Orleans. And so they've got about 180 Saints employees, tier one, tier two, along with the 80 players. And of the 180 Saints employees, they're saying about 150 are going to stay in that hotel to semi-quarantine right through the first week of September before the regular season starts.
Right.
And he said, you know, Payton said, it's a sequester. The message from the league is the show must go on. If so, we've got to do everything we can to make sure that happens. And, you know, this is an example of a team maybe taking a little extra step to try to ensure that their players aren't exposed to different things when they leave the facility. I think they're trying to remove any variance here. You finish your work, head straight to the hotel.
Right.
You know, board yourself up there. You know, bring your video game console, whatever you got to do to entertain yourself when you're not working. But go there, keep your family safe at home, and you stay at the hotel.
I'll tell you this. It's interesting because one of the things is, hey, it's great that the Saints are going to do this, but if nobody else is, it's not going to mean anything.
Well, not for their personal well-being as a roster. I mean, you could, I mean, Steve, we don't know what's going to happen. We got 5 weeks before we play football, real football.
Right.
There's a lot that can happen. A lot of positive tests. One guy makes the wrong move and decides to go out for the night. Runs into the wrong person. He's positive. He walks in. Now you got 15 positives in a matter of days, just like the St. Louis Cardinals. And you got a big problem. What if you're playing the Saints week one and you're down 15 players? And Saints are good to go. Sorry, Charlie. You're going to be going in shorthanded.
Right. But so what do? You cancel the game? So what?
No.
My point is, yeah, the Saints are fine. They got to play somebody.
Right. Well, they're going to be playing a very shorthanded team.
Right. But here's that's my point. And it may be the Saints may go all season without a positive test. So who are they playing? You know? I mean, that's the problem. If one team gets everything right, good for them, but they got to play, you know, they got to play a 16-game schedule. So either that's the point. They all got to do it or none of them got to do it. Or because I think it's a great idea, and I have no problems, you know, because it's not me saying goodbye to my family for 4 months. You know, I'll, you know, go live in a hotel. It makes sense to me. It made sense from the you should have just 32 bubbles. And then when those bubbles intermix on game day, who cares? They're all virus-free anyway. The problem is getting one team from one city to another city so they could play. And that's where it becomes a problem. But if you get in there, everybody's fine on Saturday, you travel as a group, you play on Sunday, you have all that week to sort out who's positive, who's negative, get a couple of tests during the week, everybody who's negative can go the next week.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then a couple of weeks in, all the guys that were positive on week one, 3 weeks later, are back on the field playing in week three or week four, you know? So you can do that. But if you're not going to keep them sequestered, finger quotes, it doesn't matter.
Well,
one team's, you got to play a team either, unless they're going to start forfeiting games.
I have to believe, knowing how the NFL is a copycat league, that by the time we get to the start of September, the Saints won't be the only team doing this. All it's going to, you know what's going to prompt everybody? The first time some team has 10 or 11 guys that contracts the virus, then the other 30 teams are going to be like, oh, man, we should be doing what the Saints are doing. Get that thing going right now. Let's get it going. Let's get it going. That's all it's going to take. And then
it might,
those other teams are going to jump.
But it'll also – that's all it will take to have those guys say, hey, listen, you ain't going out for a beer on Thursday night. You're not going out with your boys on Friday night. You're staying at home in your apartment. You're going to play Xbox or, you know, PlayStation. You're going to do that instead. So you guys stay inside because you see what happened to the L.A. Raiders or the L.A. Chargers. That can't happen to us. So watch what you're doing. All that guy did was go to a 7-Eleven, you know. That's all it takes, guys. So stay inside. So it'll be a lesson.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That guys are going to look around the league and say, look what that guy did and look at their team now. And listen, you don't want to be that guy.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
You do not want to be that guy.
No question about it. We will get to the tweet sheet in a moment as you guys are filling it up with your comments as we were anticipating. So we'll get to that when we get a chance. But when we come back, we've got a mystery guest. Steven, I don't even know who the heck this is. So
oh, I do.
You do?
Yeah,
what?
I do. Yeah, I'm going to give you a couple of clues. You do this on Tasker's teammates. So yeah, we're going to reverse roles for just a minute. I'm going to give you a couple of clues. And we'll get into that right after the break, too. Yeah.
All right. So this is mystery guest number one. Apparently for me, I was the one left in the dark. Who knew? One Bills Live presented by Kaleida Health on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to One Bills Live. Steve Tasker along with Chris Brown. The reason I'm taking this out of break is that it is now time for me to reverse roles with my good friend Brownie. Chris, so we had a lot of people that come on the show. We got dozens and dozens and dozens of guests we have on the show. One of them, and a lot of them, can be construed. I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your promotion to host of One Bills Live on a permanent basis, which we're all, you know, extremely excited about. Do we have like canned clapter like from the studio audience here? No, we don't. Okay, so there we go. The guys in the control room are clapping. Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple of clues. And I want you to try and guess who this secret admirer, I'm going to call him a secret admirer, is, and it is a male. So, because our erstwhile producer Jay Harris is a bean spiller.
Yeah.
So, all right. So I'm going to give you a clue now, and I only have a couple of clues. You're going to get this like in no time, right?
Oh yeah. No. Now you're putting the pressure on me here. So now I'm going to feel bad if I can't.
I'm going to start with him. This is a guy who is actually, this clue number one is he has actually really in real life appeared in a music video.
Appeared in a music video.
Yeah.
So this is probably a celeb. It's got to be a celebrity of some kind if you're in a music video, right? I mean, but can it be a musician?
How come you don't ruffle your hands through your hair like I do when I'm thinking?
I don't have any hair to ruffle through.
I didn't realize. Okay.
Jeez, I don't
That's
know.
That's not part of your thought process.
This is a very broad clue. I mean, that could be anybody.
I'm not messing around, bro. I'm not giving it to you.
In a music video.
Mm-hmm.
That could be anybody. I don't know. I have no clue. That doesn't help me at all. That didn't narrow down for me at all.
So I should move on to clue number two,
then? Yeah, let's just go to clue two, because I I mean, I don't even have a name coming into my head right now.
This may give it away. He is hot that Tony Boselli is a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame.
What?
He is unhappy that Tony Boselli is a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
It's got to be some kind of... This is bizarre.
Bro, come on.
These are some of the weirdest clues, I got to tell you. We just went from a music video to a strict football clue.
I got two clues left, and I think you know.
So this person has got to be a pass rusher. So, is it? Got to be a pass rusher. It's probably a Bills pass rusher. Is it Aaron Schobel?
It is not Aaron Schobel.
Okay.
Clue number three.
See, now I feel bad already because I haven't guessed.
He had an actual blocking sled put in his home backyard when he played in Buffalo for the Buffalo Bills.
He had a blocking sled put in his backyard? He was in a music video. See, because only music video I'm thinking of is the Super Bowl Shuffle. Like, that's the only... Like, I'm trying to put football and music video together. This is embarrassing. I'm sorry.
No, I thought...
This
I thought
is why I'm usually on the other end of this with Tasker's teaming.
This is why I thought...
Steve, I have no respect for you guessing the people that you guess every week.
All right, hold on.
A blocking sled. Now. Put a blocking sled if you're an offensive lineman. That's why I'm... Well, I guess you could do a singular blocking sled. Oh, so maybe it's an offensive tackle who is ticked off that Boselli's going to the Hall of Fame instead of him. Oh, my God. This is a joke, isn't it? Is it John Fina?
No. That's a great one, though. If I would have been on my game, it would have been John Fina. I would.
Because that was supposed to be a Tasker's teammate last week and got blown up when somebody let the cat.
All right, here's the last. This is the last clue I've got, and it is an absolute giveaway.
I feel terrible. I'm almost embarrassed to be speaking to this person soon.
He's one of these offensive linemen who post career trimmed down and now has taken up yoga.
What are the cats? Yoga.
Oh, I would have gotten this three. I would have gotten this in like three. In like 3 seconds from the first clue.
This person's not even going to want to talk to me now.
Yeah, he is. Yoga. He wanted to come on. He wanted to come on and congratulate you on your promotion to the permanent host.
It's Eric Wood.
No.
Oh.
Eric Wood does not do yoga.
I don't know what he's doing now. He has lost a ton of weight. That was the only reason I thought of him.
Yeah, so have I, but I'm not taking
all right,
yoga.
So I failed miserably. I'm awful at this. This has all been confirmed now for our listening audience. So that's fantastic. I feel great about myself now. Thanks for lifting me up.
I got to tell you, I was really worried that I was going to give you one clue and you're going to nail it because you're this, you know, you're the Bills insider. You would get this guy.
Well, yeah, I've apparently ruin that reputation. So,
all right, let's bring him on. You look at open your Skype screen so you can see us bring our. Oh, he's on the phone. All right, he's not on Skype. He's on the phone. So let's say have him say hello. Go ahead.
Hello. Is Ruben there?
Ruben Brown.
Rube. You put a blocking sled in your backyard?
Yes, I did. I did it. And I used to have my son out there working on it. Brownie, your reputation is totally garbage now. You're no longer an
insider.
Yeah,
it is. It's awful. I mean, we even share a surname and I couldn't get it. My God.
Oh, no.
That's embarrassing.
Well, when I heard the news, I had to call you and congratulate you because, you know, you're one of the good guys. And I remember you from my time. And, you know, it couldn't happen to a better guy, the right guy in the right position. Ain't that right, Steve?
You got it, Ruben. You got it. Hey, I got it. Thanks so much for coming on. And let me just say this, Ruben. Not for nothing, but you're the guy. You're the guy who called up and said, you know what, that's a cool thing. I'm going to call Brownie up and say congratulations. So I'm glad you did that. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool. You know Brownie. We've known him forever. He's seen us all butt naked in the shower, so it's a little personal now.
Here's the interesting thing, okay? Because Ruben's career with the Bills pretty much started right before I started covering the team. So it's almost like we kind of came in together kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So Rube was always good with his time with me when I, you know, needed to ask him a few questions and sound intelligent as a reporter at the time. So, yeah, that goes way back to the beginning. So and Rube had Rube had a show on WGR when I was working there. So we crossed paths a lot.
Yeah, listen, and I not for nothing, but Ruben, you're saying, yeah, Ruben's a former player. Listen, the guy played 13 years for the Buffalo Bills. He was an all-pro at his position. He had 9 Pro Bowl appearances.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk about somebody who has Hall of Fame credentials, Ruben Brown is the guy. Not only did he go to the Pro Bowl for the Buffalo Bills, he also played for a few years for the Chicago Bears and was also a stellar standout performer for the Bears as well. And so this is a guy who is not just one more alumni. He's a Bills legend and should be considered for the Hall of Fame and all of the whole 9 yards. He had a stellar career. He's a phenomenal football player, and he was a great, great teammate as well. So Ruben is a guy who kind of flies under the radar because he came in just after those Super Bowl years. But he was as big a part of the success of that team in the mid to late 90s as any player on the team. He was a truly great player. It's great to have you on, Ruben.
Oh, thank you. I mean, coming from Steve, I don't need any other accolades than the ones that I get from my teammates who are pretty much my family now, like yourself and Thurman and Bruce and Jim. So, you know, I love when people bring up all of those, you know, accolades and say, hey, you should be. I tell everyone I already am. I can get on the phone. I can call Steve Tasker if I want to. I can get on the phone and call Bruce Smith or Jim Kelly, and they all respond to me like I'm family. So, you know, everything else is just icing on the cake. I'm already eating my cake. I already got it. Teammates with Steve Tasker. There will be, like, the premier special teams Hall of Famer ever, and we all know that. In Buffalo, we know it. We don't have to go into it. But I will segue over to our boy Brownie. We couldn't have a better group of beat reporters and people to report on the Buffalo Bills. And I love the fact that Brownie's made the rise all the way to now. Now people get to see his mug on TV a little bit more. And I think that's going to be great for us all around. And I'm proud of you, Brownie. I'm happy for you. And you're working next to the legend, Steve Tasker. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, are you on Long Island still?
Yes, I still live out in Sag Harbor. But right now I took a little trip down to Bahamas to quarantine myself. Now I'm healthy. Everything's good. But I was getting a little stir crazy, so I got on a plane. I came down here. I've been here for a couple of weeks.
Oh, did you weather? So you had to weather that storm.
Actually, the cool thing about where I was located, the storm, the part of Bahamas I'm on, it literally passed right by us. It was just a lot of rain, and a lot of the Bahamians were laughing like, "Oh, your first hurricane is just a baby." A baby hurricane? You refer to them in those terms? Okay, I'm glad I made it to a baby and not the mama.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad you're all right being down there, because that was fortuitous timing that you had. But yeah, I'm from I'm original. I mean, I grew up on Long Island. I think you knew that, but so it's nice to know you're down there soaking up the rays in the summertime, because that's probably the only time. This is the only time of year where I miss Long Island just a little bit. I love Buffalo, but I miss Long Island a little bit, just with the beach and everything.
Well,
I know you're down there on the beach.
That's what got me out there, Brownie, is the beach. Yeah,
you're down there on the beach, and you're kind of hanging out now that the hurricane is probably north of you. Are you keeping track of what's going on in pro sports in the States? What do you think about the chances that the NFL will actually get a season in? What do you think?
Oh, man, I think, like a lot of stuff here in the States, we kind of are behind And I think it's going to be very tough to get out and play a season of football. It just really is. And the reason why I say that is something like with the St. Louis Cardinals. You see how they just had a large number of players, you know, and coaches that tested positive. What if that happens on a football team? There's only 50-something players. I don't know how many players will be on the roster this year. But if something like that arises, you decimated your team. So will you be able to play all games if you start playing them? That could come up that you won't. You could lose six guys, and that's your team. You know, so I think it's I'm playing everything very cautious, and if I was in the business right now, I would lean towards being safer than sorry later. You know, just take more precautions and do all you can, because this thing is just so unknown and we don't know where it's going. Hello?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We're here. I just want to thank you one more time, Rube. That was really nice of you to call and take the time to do that, especially when you're kind of on a little mini getaway. So I really appreciate you doing that. That means a lot to me. So thank you.
Oh, always, man. When I get in town, I'll come by and say hi to you guys. You know, we'll do what we always do. But, you know, you're a family member, you know. And so when the family gets a promotion, we all should be there to celebrate it. You know, and like you said, I saw you coming up. I know you didn't even have an office up there at one time. I think you were in a janitor's closet or something like that.
I was in the corner.
You know. And when you flew on the plane, I think you doubled up on a seat or something like that. So you've come a long way, man, and I'm happy for you. And Buffalo's my place, and it makes me feel good to see the guys that, you know, really work hard getting ahead in the game. And people are now going to be coming and looking to you as our guru for inside information, even though we kind of messed with that today. But right. You're our guy, bro.
It turned it on its ear.
Rube, you're the best, man. Thanks for coming on. It's great talking to you, bro.
Anytime, guys. I'll talk to you again.
All right. Thanks, Rube. Man, he's great. We got to take a break because we went way over, as we usually do with people like Ruben Brown. So we'll take a quick pit stop here and be back on the other side. Hit up the tweet sheet as we are talking NFL and if it's time to bubble up. That's coming up on the other side. This is One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health on Buffalo Bills Radio. All right, back on One Bills Live. Chris Brown, Steve Tasker with you for a short segment here before we get to the top of the hour and talk to ESPN's Dan Orlovsky about the NFL and whether or not they should bubble up. It's an opinion that he's got, so we'll talk to him about that. And that's part of our Twitter poll, too, which is, should the COVID-19 outbreaks in Major League Baseball, the Marlins, the Cardinals, prompt the NFL to enhance their protocols and policies? Yes, make each team have their own bubble, set up regional bubbles for groups of teams, or no, let's give teams a chance to police themselves. And right now, the regional bubbles is the most popular. And on the tweet sheet from Jeremy G, Steve, he says, I voted no at first, but the more I think about it, I think regional bubbles for teams is the best. Yes, they have families, and yes, 4 to 5 months is a long time to be away. But if myself and many others can spend a year in a bubble on deployment with the military, these guys can sure do the same. What do you think of that?
I agree. I mean, and the military guys aren't making seven figures or even a tenth of that, you know?
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Everybody's making sacrifices now, right?
Well, yeah. Some
more than others, but.
Exactly. Some more than others, at least on the surface. So, yeah, exactly. I think it should have been on the table in the beginning. It wasn't. Because the union's powerful enough to say, listen, we don't have to say goodbye to our families for 4 months. We're gonna do it the way we want to do it, and we're going to force the league to do that. I think the league should have come to the table and said, listen, we want to do this, and here's the opt-out. You can opt out, and here's your opt-out money if you want it, and should have done it very early and got it on the – and started. 32 bubbles where the only cross-pollination between those bubbles is on game day with limited game day staff, limited game day activities – very strict travel protocols, and then back to your home city, back in quarantine. And, you know, and part of the part of the uniqueness of each city would be how many amenities their team could give them in their little quarantine bubble. I mean, yeah. The Bills would, there's no question, the Bills would be down in that West End downtown, you know, in the high rise, six floor, the lobby, six floors above the street level. They could go, you know, they'd have all that room, all the conference rooms, all of that stuff they could move around in, and they could even close down 716 and make it a bubble. The guys could have a club to go into. Of course, it'd just be, it'd be guys only, but you know, they could just, you know, there's just so much they could have done if they wanted to do into a 32 team bubble, but they would have had to start much earlier than they have already. And I don't think they can get it done now.
So that's what's on the table for you to chime in on. So feel free to do that on the tweet sheet brought to you by Corrigan Moving Systems, the official equipment moving company of the Buffalo Bills. But we have to step aside because coming up next is ESPN's Dan Orlovsky, who is a fan of bubbling up the NFL. He thinks it's the only option. So we'll talk to him on the other side and see how he thinks it should be configured. That's coming your way here next on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. And this is Buffalo Bills Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.